This is the North American Debrief by Atlas News. Welcome to today's episode, where we're diving into some of the most pressing geopolitical stories from North America and around the globe. From Secretary Blinken's Africa tour to the latest in Texas, Mexico, and Canada, as well as a peek at the USAF's new drone program, we've got a lot to cover. So let's get started. First up, we're heading over to West Africa, where U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has begun a significant tour. Starting in Cabo Verde, Blinken is focusing on deepening relationships with several African nations. This tour isn't just a diplomatic visit, it's a strategic move, especially with the growing influence of Russia and China in the region. Blinken's visit to places like Côte d'Ivoire and meetings with key leaders underscore the U.S.'s commitment to stability and democratic values in Africa. Interestingly, this tour is happening alongside another visit by the U.S. ambassador to the UN in nearby countries. It's clear the U.S. is making concerted efforts to strengthen its ties and influence in Africa. Now shifting gears from diplomatic tours to a tense standoff in Texas. Over in Texas, there's a serious confrontation brewing between the state and federal authorities. It's all about border control and immigration policy. The Texas National Guard set up barbed wire along the Rio Grande, leading to a legal battle that reached the Supreme Court. Despite the court's decision, tensions remain high, with Texas Governor Greg Abbott playing a central role. This standoff isn't just about the border. It reflects the broader political divide in the U.S. over immigration policy. It's a complex issue, affecting thousands and highlighting the challenges in finding a common ground. This heightened focus on border security in Texas reflects broader concerns and differing viewpoints across the political spectrum. On one side, there's an emphasis on strengthening border security and reducing illegal crossings. On the other side, there's advocacy for more humane and comprehensive immigration reform. As the 2024 elections approach, the Texas border issue is likely to remain a pivotal topic. It serves as a focal point for broader national debates over immigration policy, affecting both the Republican and Democratic parties' strategies and platforms. You can expect Trump, who will most likely be the Republican nominee, to echo his 2016 strategy in focusing on immigration issues. From the U.S.-Mexico border, let's now look at a related issue that's causing concern in Mexico. Mexico is raising alarms over illegal weapons flowing into the hands of cartels. We're talking about serious firepower here, machine guns, rocket launchers, and grenades. These aren't your everyday weapons, and their presence is seriously challenging Mexico's security forces. The U.S. has pledged to investigate, but this issue goes deep, touching on the drug trade, human trafficking, and arms smuggling. It's a cross-border problem that both the U.S. and Mexico are grappling with, trying to find solutions to this multifaceted challenge. Recent reports suggest that the number of guns trafficked from the United States to Mexico is higher than previously believed. A study by Mexico's Governmental Research Service, CESOP, estimated that around 2,000 weapons illegally enter Mexico from the United States every day, with 85% of the approximately 15 million weapons in circulation in Mexico in 2012 being illegal. This large influx of weapons from the U.S. has been a key factor in Mexico's ranking third worldwide in the number of gun-related deaths. Furthermore, a U.S. appeals court recently revived a $10 billion lawsuit by Mexico against American gun manufacturers. Mexico is seeking to hold these manufacturers responsible for facilitating the trafficking of weapons to drug cartels across the U.S.-Mexico border. This lawsuit and the ongoing issue of weapon trafficking are likely to impact the political dynamics between the U.S. and Mexico, particularly in the context of bilateral relations and discussions on border security. The political implications of this issue are significant. It not only affects the internal security and political discourse within Mexico, but also has the potential to influence U.S. domestic policy on gun control and border security. As the U.S. heads towards the 2024 elections, the handling of this issue could become a point of contention between political parties, shaping campaign agendas and voter sentiment. The complexity of the U.S.-Mexico relationship, intertwined with the challenges of arms trafficking and border security, will continue to be a critical factor in shaping the political landscape in both countries. Let's now turn our attention to a tragic event in Canada. A plane carrying Rio Tinto workers crashed in Canada's remote Northwest Territories on its way to the Diavik diamond mine, resulting in several fatalities. The accident has shaken the mining community and highlighted the challenges of operating in such remote and harsh environments. This incident is a sobering reminder of the risks faced by workers in the mining industry and the importance of safety measures in such operations. Let's take a look at a development that's making waves in military technology. The U.S. Air Force is making a big leap into the future of warfare with its new drone program. They've selected 5 companies to develop autonomous aircraft, which could revolutionize air combat. These drones, known as Collaborative Combat Aircraft, CCAs, are designed to work alongside manned aircraft, and the technology behind them is groundbreaking. The Air Force envisions a fleet of 1,000 drone wingmen as part of a broader strategy to enhance air combat capabilities. These drones, intended to be paired with manned fighters like the F-35 and future Next Generation Air Dominance, NGAD, platforms, will play a variety of roles including reconnaissance, intelligence gathering, jamming signals, serving as decoys, and striking targets with their own missiles. The USAF's budget proposal for fiscal year 2024 includes a request for $490 million to accelerate the development, experimentation, and testing of CCAs. The first batch of CCAs is expected to enter the USAF's inventory in the late 2020s, with the early operational capability goals under the program expected to be achieved by 2030. The CCAs will harness cutting-edge technologies such as autonomy, machine learning, and artificial intelligence, AI, to maximize the safety and performance of current and future fighter fleets. The program is not just about adding new hardware to the Air Force's arsenal. It represents a significant shift in how air combat is conducted. By deploying these autonomous systems, the USAF aims to increase operational capacity in highly contested zones, offering more flexibility and firepower, while reducing the risk to human pilots. This program raises questions about the future of manned fighters and the role of AI in warfare. While it's clear that drones will play an increasingly significant role in future conflicts, the extent to which they will replace or augment manned aircraft remains to be seen. The integration of these autonomous systems with manned fighters is a complex challenge, involving not just technological innovation, but also doctrinal changes in how air operations are planned and executed. The U.S. Air Force's initiative to develop and deploy CCAs is a clear indication of the evolving nature of warfare and the increasing role of autonomous systems on the battlefield. This development could have significant implications for military strategy and international security, heralding a new era in air combat. And that brings us to the end of today's episode of The Debrief North America. We've covered some significant ground, from the intricate details of the U.S. Air Force's groundbreaking drone program to the complexities of the Texas border issue and its ripple effects on U.S.-Mexico relations. Each of these stories not only shapes the geopolitical landscape of North America, but also has far-reaching implications on global politics and security. As we continue to navigate these evolving narratives, The Debrief North America will be here to provide you with factual, unbiased insights into these critical developments.